The jury room feels too warm, like the air has been breathed through one time too many. A paper cup of stale coffee sweats on the table beside a smudged whiteboard. It's Friday, 4:45 p.m. The courthouse hallway outside is silent. You're the foreperson. 11 jurors stare at you, drained and edgy. The defendant, Nolan, is charged under the state's third strike drug law. A conviction means a mandatory 15-year sentence. The evidence is straightforward. On dash cam, an officer opens Nolan's trunk, and a small baggie spills onto the pavement. But the room is no longer arguing about whether Nolan had the drugs. It's arguing about whether the system deserves this outcome. Mina breaks the tension first. We're not ruining a life over a handful of pills. Heads nod. One by one, jurors say they'll vote not guilty even if the proof points the other way. You can still hold your ground. The judge was blunt and repeated it more than once. Apply the law to the facts, not your feelings about the law. You swore an oath. If you refuse to join them and vote guilty, you can force a mistrial. That follows the instructions and the evidence, but it likely keeps Nolan in county jail for months, maybe a year, waiting for a retrial. If you go along with not guilty, Nolan walks out today.
But you sign your name to a verdict you believe ignores the law you were told to apply. A heavy knock rattles the oak door. The bailiff, Drew, calls out, "Have you reached a verdict? You have to answer now. What do you do?"